This is episode 3.5 of DTMF Radio. Your host Crash Dust.
A13 Air.
And Daryl Pulse is our guest. And some of the problems we're having is last episode kind of stuck so much monkey balls that
we're not allowed to talk about what conspired on episode 3.
We won't go into it. Anyway, we have some new topics to talk about today. One being Space Monger version 1.40. It's pretty tight crap. And Aquamark. It tests your graphics and frames per second. All that shit. It's pretty cool. Anyway. And Crack Tack and Neverball. And some other open source games. So anyway, on to Space Monger. Space Monger 1.40 is basically you open it up and it scans your hard drive, makes a map of your hard drive to one big graphic. Different colors represent different densities of files, and I found it really convenient because it lets you see your entire hard drive in like a picture format. It's kind of hard to explain. You have to download it. And after you look at it, you can see what files are taking up the most fucking space and you can delete them if you want. But it lets you see, like, all the files instead of having to thread through and crap. It's pretty nice and handy.
So basically, it puts them in a list?
No, not a list. It's a graphic. It's graphical. It's like different little colored squares and stuff. Pretty cool.
Kind of like how, whenever you highlight C drive, it shows that little pie chart.
Yeah, kind of like the pie chart, but it's, like, different. You can't explain it.
I clearly don't understand you, and that's the way I'd like it.
Okay, the website is werkema.com. That's werkema.com. Go there, check it out, and see what the fuck we're talking about, because it's pretty hard to know. Alright, here's the description that I'm getting. It's pointed toward a hard drive, and it produces a two-scale representation of the drive's content, allowing you to drill down into folders and delete drive bloat at will. Most importantly, it lets you see easily how much space your files are consuming on your drive. Basically, we're all tired. Speak up, 813, what the fuck?
I would talk, but you're the one that was messing with this, so I really have nothing to add about this one particular thing.
Okay. What about, here it is. Yeah, so, just scan my hard drive, and it has, like, little pictures and shit. It basically divides your computer in, like, a little picture square thingy, and the one area is free space, and then the other areas, it's, like, a tree of all your folders, visually, and, like, it shows what its contents are, but, like, different colors and crap. So, yeah.
Have you talked about open office? At all?
We'll bitch about that later.
Right.
You can bitch about it. And then on the Aquamark 3, this program is pretty cool for what it does, but it just takes too fucking long. I mean, open it up.
Alright, before you get started, by taking too long, what kind of computer do you have?
My computer?
Yeah, like what processor, how much RAM?
It's an Athlon XP.
Which one?
2600.
How much RAM?
RAM, 512.
Alright, so it just does take forever then.
Well,
you have the same thing I have, but I got a 2700.
It, doesn't really take forever. There's a lot of shit that it's going through.
But you were just sleepy, I guess.
Yeah, I'm very sleepy, if you cannot tell by my monotone enthusiastic speech. Okay, Aquamark. Yeah, open it up. Yeah, I'm opening it up. Maybe you guys can hear some cool sound effects.
While he's opening that,
Alright, yeah.
The devil.
Okay, you click on, like, yeah, it's all, like, option menu shit going on. You click on, like, select measurement.
Madness, your computer.
Okay, hang on, I'll turn this shit down.
Your throat.
Alright, then you do like start measurement, and then like goes through this, it's using the Aquanox graphics engine thing, and so it's a very good representation of your computer's power. So like, you do your little test shit, and then it tells you what your frames per second average is, and shows you, like, it gives a score for your processor and video card, and basically it tells you if you're gonna have a, if you don't have to buy a whole new computer for when, Half-Life 2 comes out. I mean, it's basically testing your computer for the next generation game.
That's a very good program. That's, probably better than 1813. I guess he found it. I'm not sure. It's like a band identifier. I'm not sure if they heard that for the European and Okinawa. Central brand identifier is a video program. Let you know your vendor name, or your vendor name, your computer processor.
Brain identifier?
Yeah, central brain identifier.
The app he's talking about comes with, it's on the disc of ASUS. Whenever you buy one of their motherboards, like, they're the special package of apps. It's only for Athlon processors.
Yeah.
I think. Or no, it's only for ASUS motherboards. So, if you have an ASUS motherboard, you probably have it. If not, you can't use it.
So, very limited people in our audience are going to actually get anything out of that.
Yeah, well, totally. It's pretty cheap.
Well, the people with ASUS motherboards are late anyway.
Yeah, it's got a clock, so the clock speed, SD rating, state of voltage. Shows your sleep, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, I guess maybe I'm more important.
No. But something that's very important for you, Durapult, knowing that you need to get up on your elite speed. It's a elite speed generator. I think in an early episode of Inno, they talked about this. But honestly, it's the most stupid app I've ever come across.
That's the one for IRC.
No,
that changes everything running to leak speed.
No, this one's like a step.
That's
like
horrible.
This is an executable that you download.
Executable?
Executable, whatever.
So much better. Sounds like a guillotine.
Alright, Durapulse, is there any way you could talk above static level?
Durapulse refuses to talk about her.
Oh, okay then.
Okay, anyway, the leak speed generator. It's pretty kick-ass if you're a little dumbass and can't convert regular speech to elite speech.
No, it's not that you're stupid, it's just that you're normal.
No, it's really not that hard.
Yeah, I don't see how it's very hard to change a 1 into an L.
Alright, anyway, listen, alright.
Well, L isn't 1.
Here's the description of the program off the website. Can you only type in proper English, keeping you from raising the script kitty rank? The leak speak generator can remedy this serious problem. Simply type in the sentence, paragraph, or page that you would like to have libido-fied and press the button. Leak speak the easy way. Generator will randomize caps and different methods of replacing characters.
I read that somewhere before. Oh, wait, it's called Windows.
What?
Nothing. Break stuff.
Alright, so you download this little shitty-ass program, and you, like, type in one of the text fields, like, I will own your system, and then like converts it really big.
I believe it's I will own your system.
Yeah. Well, it converts it.
Oh, it does it all itself. I'm sorry.
You type normal and it converts it. That's the whole point.
Well, see, I'm so elite, I can do it by myself.
Yeah, same here.
It is, ow.
But we all know, me Crash says, I have to use this every day.
Guys, never play the butane lighter and then shock yourself.
Oh, fuck. Talking about butane lighters, man, this is the coolest thing ever.
I gotta pretend butane lighter. Go on.
No, you take, like, those disposable lighters that you can change, like, from plus to minus on it. Huh? And you, rip off a little casing on the top, and then you start spinning around the little plus thing in the plus direction.
Yeah, crack lighter.
Yeah, and you keep doing it. And then eventually when you, like, depress it, like, squirts out, like, a fountain of butane, and you light it, and that shit's like a fucking flamethrower.
They don't have butane, though, so.
Yeah, they do, man.
Like regular lighter fluid and disposable.
No, these are, like, the different lighter fluids. Well, it fucking works, I don't care. Yeah. Whatever, you know what I mean.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He just knows it works.
Yeah, man. I don't know the stacks behind my fucking lighter.
I do.
Well, that's because you smell crack. You gotta know.
I don't smoke crack.
I was talking about him.
I don't know me. I got some bacon in the oven. I'll be right back.
All right.
Of course,
so what's next on the list?
No. Crack Attack. On the subject of crack.
Correct.
Crack Attack was the best game ever. Me and 813 Air played it for hours on end.
Actually, I got into it again last night. And,
but you said it sucked balls.
Yeah, and I quote. That's exactly what you said.
Yeah, alright. Sir Buzzlight, I quote you. Go ahead. Crack Attack suck my nuts.
Sorry,
man. You got addicted back to the crack?
Oh, no. I forgot what button. Dude, it's not even moving. It doesn't care.
Crack Attack kicks so much ass. Alright, anyway, if you haven't heard about it, you gotta get it. You download it. Oh, shit, man. I don't know what goes on. Alright. So, it's like an upside-down Tetris kind of thing. And
so
you have to
so
you have to, like, match the little block thingies, and then it, like, breaks the level.
Why don't we tell everyone that, what you have to do is use the arrow keys with the space button so they're not...
It's really not that complicated.
Like I was when I started. Yeah, well, it took forever to figure out it was just the freaking space button.
That's only complicated for you, Durbo.
Yeah. I don't know how to use it.
Anyway, pretty fucking simple. 813, what's your highest score so people can try and beat it?
My highest score is 431.
My highest score is 200.
Right now I'm a score 20.
Well, I'm a dial-up person. I have high scores on all kinds of stupid games.
Alright, so basically you download this game, and you can do two-player, too. You set up a little, like, crack tech server thingy going on, and you set what port it's running on, and then you give out your IP address, and...
Oh, God!
People can connect and play Crack Attack with you.
Not IP addresses.
IP addresses are cool if you give them out to your friends. Everyone should have yours.
Wait, did you say everyone?
No, not yours, individually. So if you have dialogue, your IP changes. Mine's dynamic. I pay for a static IP. I'm a loser.
There you are. We never wanted to play that.
Alright, anyway. Show's rambling on. We gotta get some interesting shit going on.
Yeah, we're gonna set that up.
Good luck.
Alright. Also, Neverball. Neverball is a fun game. Everyone hates it, but I like it.
Neverball is the spawn of Satan.
Yes. Neverball is cool.
Actually, I think the spawn of Satan is even more fun.
No, Neverball
is
these gun hallucinations.
Yeah, actually, Neverball is currently the only game to make me see things on my screen that aren't really there.
You're taking it way out of fucking proportion. Neverball has never done one thing to harm me. Neverball's awesome.
Touching Neverball.
I was touching my Neverballs. Welcome to Never Never Land. Come to my Never Never Ball.
I guess I can't really state that. You win!
Fuck, Crack Attack.
I didn't know you could win at this game.
What, Crack Attack? Because you're not playing against anyone, so it just depends.
Well, let me enter my name. Since my name's ABC.
No. Crack Attack. Okay. Right now I'm playing some Crack Attack.
Alright, yeah, this show isn't going to go much of anywhere if we're all sitting here playing it,
yeah,
talking about it.
Lay on the bed.
Okay, I'm gonna stop playing now. Alright, I closed Crack Attack. And, I'm gonna cover a topic on the IE crash test.
Yeah, we are the IE crash test dummies.
You don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yes.
Alright, there's this post on RootSecure.net. Some new, well, not really exploit. It didn't work on my computer, so I can't even tell you. It
doesn't work on my computer either.
So.
It'll work on mine. Mine loves it.
Alright, well, here. Get on your computer, Durbo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Type /\\\\\test/test and tell us if it locks up.
Type it?
Yeah, in the URL bar. Oh, in the URL bar in Internet Explorer?
Yeah.
Test?
No, it's ///
Yeah.
/// And hit enter. What happened?
Nothing.
Well, obviously, Durapal is someone that never updates his computer. This doesn't work.
Windows cannot. Oh, dude.
So, I have R3 test, locking up Internet Explorer by full disclosure.
That's different. I sent Internet Explorer to the recycle bin when I typed that.
What the fuck?
Restore? Stay back down. Never touch it again.
Another IE weirdness. If you type about / Mozilla, you get a blue screen.
Really?
Yeah. Type it.
Oh, geez. I fell down.
And for some reason, whenever I just type Linux, it gives me a white screen.
I think there's some Microsoft hate going on.
Oh, God, blue screen. What's going on?
Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so fucking weird.
Use source. All it does is HTML, head, body background color equals number 000080.
Yeah. And it says that there's text, but there's no text.
And you type Linux and you get a white screen?
No, I didn't get that. Only 813 did. But
yeah,
this Mozilla thing, it says it's residing in res://mshtml.dll/about.moz. It's very odd. I don't know where
it's residing. What? What are you talking about?
Where the file is when you type about /Mozilla.
Oh, right.
It's a DLL file. And obviously, this is
res://mshtml.dll.
Yeah.
About.moz.
Yeah. This is also in Windows 98, as far as I know. So it's,
I could go in the living room and check. Would you like me to know or do that? Or?
You can if you want.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
but it's odd, and this is. I've known about this for a long ass time, and it's nothing special. But if you think we're cool, tell us.
Yeah, that's kind of overly, guys.
About semicolon Mozilla. Wow.
You know what that makes you, right?
What?
According to kids at school, that would make you a hacker.
Yes, this would make me a hacker. Now, after doing this in class, many kids would come up to me and ask me to change the grade.
And again, I think the dog sitting out there on my neighbor's porch with a rope, he could also be a hacker.
Is the lady still running around your leg?
No, she's good.
All right.
She quit it like 3 hours after we got off the phone.
A lot of other crap.
I say we finally get to Open.
Oh yeah, you can bitch about Open Office.
So horrible. Whenever you, I installed Open Office thinking, hey, I've heard so much good stuff about this, and Open Office is, of course, you know, a really good program. Now, upon installing, it did not ask me if I wanted to open my HTML files.
It does.
Well, it didn't ask me.
Yeah, it does. And the installation?
Yeah, well, considering I just hit enter a lot.
See, that's the problem. You don't read. You just hit enter.
Yeah, well, someone's about open CD again, then, so I can fix my computer. Because I guess I was being dumb in doing this on the installation, and it opens my HTML files with that, and I really didn't like the way it did that. And when I edited it, it wanted me to edit in OpenOffice. Now, I had no problem with that, I just didn't like the splash screen coming up. So, I wanted to switch back to Notepad. Well, it wouldn't let me do that without uninstalling. So, there's no uninstall.
Yeah, there is.
So, there's no uninstall, and I just delete the folder. Bad decision.
Now you get errors, right?
Now I get errors called, it can't find,
Hey, by any question, is the error get content, no content? Because I have the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's program not found.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, Open cannot find SOffice.exe.
OpenOffice, I had some problems with it before.
Windows can't even find its own ad.
No, it's because I believe, I think that OpenOffice, in my opinion, is written for Unix. I mean, it's written for Linux. So, when they switched it over to Windows, I mean, Windows is not happy with anything, so I think...
Windows is... I use Windows, but I already hate it.
that it was written for a Unix-based operating system, and Windows is not.
Oh, don't set Mozilla open your HTML file. Try editing it once you set Mozilla is your default. Do that and make a simple alert button. And when you open it, it'll highlight in green around it, and it'll ask you if you want to move it around on the screen. Which is so gay.
Speak up, 813. You have a suggestion to our episode.
Windows sucks. Crack attack rules. That's all I have to say about that.
Twirls doesn't agree.
Twirls here?
No, Twirls ain't here. He kicked Twirls out. Now I'm live on the show again. Just joking, Twirls. Yeah. That's bad when you said that. Aw, Durable's lost his friend. No, really. But in other news, ABG, free antivirus,
very, very beautiful program, runs smooth.
Durapulse likes his ABG.
I love the ABG. I'd also like my AK, but we don't know how to talk about that in a new room.
No.
I'm also looking for anyone out there that is willing to post my website, otherwise known as Juggalo Headquarters, so you can make with you.
No, come on. Let me see your website.
Huh?
Where is it right now? You don't have a host?
I don't have a host.
Put it up on GeoCities real quick.
On where?
GeoCities.
Yeah, let's do that later on.
You don't know how to set up a GeoCities account?
Oh, GeoCities. I'm like, GeoCities? What?
Oh, that's what it should be called.
Yeah, they suck.
I don't
they
like
suck.
GeoCities.
Me neither, but I use it to, like, hold something for me.
Right now I'm using 253.com, and I realize all that does is post pictures.
125MB.com. That's what I use, and it gets fast.
It'll let you host index files and stuff?
Yeah, you can host, like, anything you fucking want. You can even host fucking porn.
Fresh?
Yeah. And
or is it against the rules that you can do it?
No, it says specifically on the, like, main page, adult content allowed.
I've seen it. They have, you're allowed to. They say go for it.
Wow.
Okay. And also, they don't let you do direct downloads, but you can, it's unlimited bandwidth, 125 megabyte storage space. So, I mean, if you just want to have some pictures and my simple website with no...
Oh, it's going to be basically text-based and a few pictures.
Yeah, that's fine. You can do all that.
Yeah. I'm not gonna host any songs or make downloads.
You can't do
and
that.
If I do that, I'll just switch to a server.
Yeah, you can't do that. But you can do almost anything else. You have like a porn of the day and they don't care. So, anyway.
I think I might have to, do that.
Oh, fuck. What was I gonna fucking talk about
when I said let section do jugglers out there and all the stuff? Streams of juggler website.
I forgot what I was going to say.
What did you set that up for as a URL?
It's www.125mb.com.
And then / your username?
Yeah. But you can just get a .tk redirect.
Yeah, if you're hoping to get, like, whatever it is, .com, you're going to have to pay for it.
No, I know that.
So,
No. It's actually... it's a subdomain.
Yeah,
what
I know.
What I have currently is, 253.com.
Sucks.
Dot. Username. Cut. Alright. So.
Hang on, I want to see if I can go to it, because if I know the username you use.
You don't know my username.
It's just the same one you always use.
No, it's not.
Did you get my fucking email?
I haven't been online yet.
I tried to send you some videos. Like, I don't think we should talk about them.
Yeah.
But I tried to send you them, and fucking thing didn't send you the attachments. It sent you, like, the thing, like, the email saying, here's the videos, but it didn't send you the attachment.
Well, probably because he's on AOL.
Yeah.
On Computer, yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
I know that. I like to tell people otherwise.
Concentrator sounds better than AOL.
It does. People are like, no, Concentrator, why have AOL ID?
Huh?
Because
you're elite.
I'll read it back. Oh, boy.
All right.
Spend the time to make myself look like a noob.
All right, what else?
Yeah, someone just made a duck quack.
Oh, yeah, that's my chair. Hear it?
What?
Wait, I'll put the phone down.
This is great radio, by the way.
You hear that shit? You hear it?
No.
Oh, hang on, man.
This is really, really bad radio.
Cut this audio, okay?
No! Don't end my show.
Your show?
Our show.
Yeah, you're doing all the talking.
Well, if it wasn't for me talking, we'd just have fucking pure silence.
Well,
only have me mumbling and groaning about.
I don't have much to talk about, so.
Hmm?
I don't have much to talk about.
How long have we been going for?
26 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Oh, so you've got an episode, guys. All right. So, now that I'm all happy again, we can, I forgot
why don't you give the viewers out there, listeners out there, some, just random good, deep website.
No, man, no, I had something to talk about, but I goddamn it forgot it.
You talked about, Aqua.
No, I know, but it's something else.
Neverball, you didn't talk about.
No, I talked about Neverball.
You could always go to commercial break.
No, I won't remember. It doesn't matter.
Just edit out our silence.
No. Oh, shit. Hang on. No. Mac Trojan Horse disguised Word 2004. Macworld is alerting about... Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, okay. Never mind. I was just reading something on Flashdot, and it reminded me of where I was going.
Okay, while you're talking about that, I'm going to go look for something.
All right.
So,
there's a new malware out. I think it's all on RootSecure.net, and it was just released, like, today. And it has, high expectations for becoming, bad. Like, it has
badness.
It's not a virus, though. It's malware. You don't have to open up. When you click on the email, it automatically downloads something to your computer, or opening a port and connecting.
In other words, is it, like, hidden in an image file?
Probably. I don't know. It just is hidden, like, some kind of header file. I don't know. I haven't read
it. It's an embed.
I skimmed over the article earlier today, and I can't find it.
Have you heard of a program called, I know I'm skipping over your thing here. Excuse me. Have you heard of a program called, Angry IP?
No, maybe though, I don't know.
It's on, 158inc.com. It's a program called Angry IP Scanner 2.12, and I really don't know. I never looked at it. I downloaded it.
That's pretty stupid. What's the website?
158inc.com.
But something else.
Everyone, download program Rumor.
No. Eraser version 5.7 was released. You guys don't use Eraser? That's the best fucking program ever.
I've heard of it.
You can download all the files, quote-unquote, legal, and you can erase them using government... Eraser is an advanced security tool for Windows which allows you to completely remove sensitive data from your hard drive by overwriting it several times with carefully selected patterns. The patterns used for overwriting are based on Peter Gutman's paper, Secure Deletion of Data from Magnetic and Solid State Memory. You're selected to effectively remove magnetic remnants from the hard drive.
Yeah.
Its methods include one defined in a National Industrial Security Program Operating Manual of the U.S. Department of Defense. Overwriting with pseudo-random data.
Huh.
You can also define your own overriding methods. It's really convenient. You install it, right-click, and say erase, and then it comes up and goes over it like 35 times and you delete it. And you'll never find it again. It's pretty tight. Alright, 100. Yeah, what?
Everybody should get the game Color Break from ZapSpot.com.
What's the program you want? Angry.
Okay, I'm back.
2.12.
What did you download? What section was it under?
App.
So what did I miss?
Just do a quick search up at the top. Didn't miss anything. 813. Angry IP. 2.12.
Alright, it sounds like I should be stopping the recording.
No.
No
one's so fucking anxious.
No one's talking.
Yeah, I'm talking. What's
actually, today? We're talking right now.
I'm talking the whole fucking lot.
Get a tampon out your ass.
Well, alright.
Where? I can't find it. Okay.
Maybe they took
it out. Alright. Okay, 158INC.com.
Yes.
Probably do not support us pimping them, but oh fucking well.
What?
If I don't support us pimping them, but oh well.
Yeah.
I don't think they care.
Actually, I really don't think they mind it. Considering the fact that they're not going to hear this.
Yeah. So, that's my mini. I think the show is almost pretty much done.
Almost definitely.
So, do you guys have any shout-outs?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my girl Shannon, who gave me a ride home today.
Aww.
And, whom I passionately made out with in the back of the car.
Oh, how sweet.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Trash Can Warrior. And to, And also a shout out to Mountain Dew.
Don't worry, backpack is dead.
Mountain Dew gets me through the day. That's it.
I like to give a shout out to Kizzle for putting up with all the shit that we have on our domain. And for hosting our crap site and giving you this piece of shit audio.
I'd like to give another shout out to not only the hair on my sock, but also, I would like to give a shout out to OpenOffice.org because that program is so weak.
Did you just bitch about that?
Wow, that's a lot of silence.
Didn't you? Wait. Okay, back up. Dirtballs.
What?
Didn't you just? Okay, you just said shout out to OpenOffice because it's lead.
Oh yeah.
But then
you didn't eat the car seat. But you didn't eat the sarcasm in that.
No. Okay, let's try it again.
I'd like to give a total shout out to that fucking piece of shit OpenOffice.org 1.1.1.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
That's it.
Alright, so if you wanted to know, the intro music was from titled Bitches and was, I don't know who it was by.
It'll be in the show notes.
Who was that by? I didn't fucking know.
Also, shouts to Kizzle for hackermedia.net. Go listen to Uber Leader Radio. Go look at FL2600.com.
Yeah, /Tampa.
/Tampa. Go look at anything.
Oh, and I'd like to tell Argent to send me the pictures.
Okay. That's it. Later.
Later.
Out.
Push me, touch me, push me, and then just touch me, push me, touch me, push me, and then just touch me,
push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction,
push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Touch me.
just touch B till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Just touch me.